Weather is of keen interest to farmers every year, and when they get the chance, producers ask weather experts to provide insight on the growing season. At the recent soil health event in Mitchell, atmospheric scientist Matt Reardon with Nutrien told farmers that 2026 is shaping up similarly to some recent years in history.
And we've found that years with a lack of snowpack tend to persist drought pressure into the new growing season. So that's some concern. The good news is those sea surface temperatures, another pattern that we look at to try to figure out where things are going. If anything this year, and those sea surface temperatures tend to persist similarly out into the year, if anything, we're more similar to 2018. 2014, 2009, all three of those years have a lot of similarities, I think, with 2026 with that respect. Those years were pretty good. They're dry in spring. That can have some issues, but by and large, maybe open planting windows. But those summers were pretty favorable, especially around here.
That said, Reardon states the accuracy of forecasting isn't stellar more than 2 weeks out, but he says seasonal predictions are improving.
What we can do is tell you, you know, what happened in the past, the similarities between the two, and then watch what we know we have to watch as it all develops. And where we're watching right now is the Northeast Pacific. As that goes, the growing season, at least in South Dakota, tends to go with that.
Online resources farmers can follow include weather.gov, which can be tailored to one's local area. Nutrien's agweather.com is also available at ag-wx.com.
Follow along in the story. We're going to tell you where those sea surface temperatures are going in March and April as they occur. We don't have all the answers right now where 2026 is going to go, but follow the story with us. My colleague Eric Snodgrass and I put stories on there every single morning trying to figure out where this thing is going.
The South Dakota Mesonet can also provide insight to current and historic climate conditions. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.